Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says, "And eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." These words proclaimed by Jesus today are the most intimate words ever spoken. These words by Jesus are spoken during the farewell discourse in John's Gospel before Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus has just spoken his farewell words to his disciples, and now he is speaking his last extended words of love to the Heavenly Father. Nowhere else do we get a most profound glimpse of the love between the Father and the Son. And it is here where we get the most profound statement for us to meditate on, not just today, but for the rest of our lives. That eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now here we have another problem of language. When Jesus says and talks about knowing God, the background to this idea about knowing God and knowing Christ is not really about knowledge in a purely intellectual fashion. But the basis of this knowing is in Jewish thought, in the Hebrew sense of knowing, where to know referred to intimacy, in the way that a husband knows his wife. You see, the problem in English is that we can both say, "I know something about a topic," and "I know a particular person." I'm currently studying German at the moment, and in German there are two words for know, wissen and kennen. Wissen means to know a fact, to know something intellectually, but kennen also means to know, but to know in the sense of being familiar with. And thus we are invited today to ponder the eternal life as intimacy, to know God intimately, that our whole lives are directed to a life of intimate relationship with the Blessed Trinity, where our true peace and fulfillment comes. And let us practice that today. Is your faith and knowledge of God mostly intellectual, as in a kind of head knowledge? That's good, but we are invited to go deeper, to intimacy and friendship with the God who loves us. That requires prayer. So let us pray. O God, who reward faithful souls and who have consecrated this day by the martyrdom of Pope Saint John I, graciously hear the prayers of your people, and grant that we who venerate his merits may imitate his constancy in the faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.